sons and a daughter dear. By day and night they were contriving to fill their parents' hearts with fear. He told his secrets to no other, but to her brother this he said. I think our servant caught our sister, I think they have a mind to wed. I'll put an end to all their courtship, I'll send him silent to his grave. Any fear or cry, and these two bold and wicked villains, they took away this young man's life. And in the ditch there was no water, where only bush and briars grew. They could not hide the blood of slaughter, so in the ditch his body lay through.
When they returned home from hunting, she asked for her young servant man. I asked because I see you whisper, so brothers tell me if you can. Oh sister, you do offend me because you examine me. We've left him where we've been a hunting, no more of him we could not see. As she lay dreaming on her pillow, she thought she saw her heart's delight. By her bedside as she lay weeping, he was dressed in his bloody coat. Don't weep for me, my dearest jewel, don't weep for me, nor care nor pine. For your two brothers kill me cruelly in such a place.
As she rose early the next morning, with a heavy sigh and a bitter groan, the only love that she admired lay in the ditch where he was drowned. Three days and nights she did sit by him, and her poor heart was filled with woe, till cruel hunger and home she was obliged to.